a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. Welcome to Friday, halfway through the month, believe it or not, 15th of January. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 24 degrees.
I-15 backed up in Roy. Bangor seeing delays in West Valley. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The U.S. Capitol protest.
Utah's governor has declared a state of emergency ahead of the presidential inauguration.
It sets up a way that the state capitol can be protected in case of any violence or damage. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, Spencer Cox, Governor Spencer Cox, rather, asking the Utah National Guard, the Utah Highway Patrol, and area police departments to be ready. They are tasked with ensuring the safety of lives and property at the state capitol in case of any protests there that get out of hand. The FBI is also checking for any threats. They say this is not about the right to protest, the right to gather, or the right to free speech, but rather this is about violent behavior. Governor Cox says there will be zero tolerance for any violence or property destruction. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
We're learning more about a Salt Lake Valley man who was at the U.S. Capitol when it was breached. He's now facing charges. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the details. John?
Yeah, Tim, John Sullivan of Sandy is the founder of Insurgents USA. That's a social justice group that claims to be anti-fascist and also protests police brutality. Sullivan had previously told police he was only at the rally at the Capitol to document the event, although he later admitted to having no press credentials and also no ties to any sort of journalistic organization. The specific charges he's facing for his alleged role include being on restricted property, civil disorder, and also violent entry or disorderly conduct. An arrest warrant was previously sent out for Sullivan before he was then picked up by authorities yesterday in Twilla County and then booked into the Twilla County Jail. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. 7-foot barbed wire fences surround the U.S. Capitol, and thousands of National Guard troops have been deployed to D.C. ahead of the inauguration.
Sources tell ABC News there's a preliminary plan to close the iconic National Mall to visitors on Inauguration Day, just the latest example of extraordinary security that'll be in place here.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze says several major airlines will not allow firearms to be checked on flights to D.C., and Airbnb is canceling reservations for the city through next week.
Law enforcement agencies are still tracking down suspects believed to be involved in last week's Capitol riot.
The Washington Post reports dozens of people on the FBI's terrorism watch list came to D.C. the day of the attack, most of them being suspected white supremacists. Investigators say 80 cases have been charged in federal court and 34 people have been arrested in connection with the riot. Among them, Peter Stager of Little Rock, allegedly seen beating a police officer with an American flag. Also, Robert Sanford, who made his first court appearance in Pennsylvania. The retired firefighter is accused of throwing a fire extinguisher at Capitol police officers, hitting three of them in the head.
ABC's Faith Abube reporting.
An Amber Alert is over, with police finding the suspect and then later the infant that went missing. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has more.
The alert issued statewide about 2:45 yesterday that one-month-old Valley Lorraine Turner was missing. The suspect, her mother, Jacqueline Turner, being sought in a red Volkswagen Jetta. UHP spokesman Spencer Cannon says troopers were notified that someone spotted that car along I-15 in Salt Lake County shortly before 6. Troopers then caught up with the car off of 500 East in Lehigh.
And then just west of the interstate, they were able to get the car stopped, get the suspect in custody.
Cannon says the infant was not in the car, but a notice from the Price Police Department confirmed the baby had been found safe around 8:30 in Carbon County. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Price police say they will update us on the case later this morning.
Here's quite a story. An observant waitress in Orlando, Florida, is being credited with saving a victim of child abuse. ABC's Tony Marino reports from Orlando.
Flavane Carvalho said she was serving dinner to a family when she noticed the young boy had bruises on his arm and cuts on his face.
I was able to show him a sign. He could see me, but the parents don't.
The sign asking, "Do you need help?" The boy nodded yes. That's when she called police.
Orlando Police 911.
Detective Erin Lawler was emotional in a news conference.
It was ongoing abuse and torture that this child was sustaining.
The 11-year-old's mother, Christian Swan, and stepfather, Timothy Wilson II, were arrested on child abuse charges. Tony Marino, ABC News, Orlando, Florida.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.